Well, I want to welcome everyone again to another fantastic edition of Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, and from time to time, what we're going to talk about this morning is definitely my favorite subject, and that is the power of the testimonies. Many of us, I'd say upwards of 99% of the wellness consultants in NECN today, come into NECN because of an experience with the product. There are a few that get excited about the business and see the reality, but usually, again, it's 99% of the time, it's because either we personally have a product, or in my case, someone close to us, my grandmother, has a product experience, and we go from there. And today I want to focus specifically on one of our newer products, and the technology is not new to NECN. It was all the way back to 1975, utilizing a simple bipolar magnet with a specific ingenious design, and but this one is the nutritional supplements, this is the smallest product we have, and yet it's making big inroads into people's lives. And every person that I know that has come in contact with this little tiny product has walked away with fantastic results. So we've got a few people on the line, and I know there may be more people that'll join in. But on that note, let's kick it off. I know Sue Jantz from Montana is on the line with us. Sue, I'm going to go with ladies first here, and I know we have several ladies on the call, but we'll start with you. What happened with you with this little tiny magnet that we call the Power Patch?
Yes, Sam. That's a great product, and good morning. Well, one day I was getting gas at the gas station, and there was this gal that was waiting on me, and she did not look like a very happy person. I asked her what was the matter, and she said, "Oh, I've got a horrible headache." I said, "Well, maybe I can help you," and she gave me a funny look. I asked her if she'd turn around, and I placed one of the Power Patches at the bottom of her neck. A couple hours later, my husband went to get gas, so he asked her how her headache was, and she was excited because it was gone. And that was 2 hours.
So, and what's happened since then? Was that just a one-time meeting, one-time occurrence with that person?
Then she placed it on her elbow because she had tennis elbow. And then I went to see her, and she was so excited because she was able to use her arm when she hadn't been able to use it for quite some time.
Okay.
So then she called me, and she says, "Oh, I have to get some of those. I've been telling all my friends about them." So that has happened two or three different times with different people that have had great product results. I have sold. I've been selling a few of that, just one envelope of 10 patches.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yes, people have been having great results, and I'm excited about it.
Oh, fantastic. Well, great. Thank you so much, Sue, for sharing that. And the beauty of this is it's so little and so tiny, and yet so affordable. When you break it down price-wise, now we don't have the product available on AutoShip yet, but even buying it just regular wholesale, $1.30 per power patch to do, you know, something as simple as deal with take care of a headache that has been plaguing us for so long. And I do need to remind everybody that although these products that NECN has given us are so powerful and can change people's lives so dramatically, we can never make any medical claims. Any results that a person experiences with the products is simply what we call a coincidence, and we seem to have them about 100% of the time. So it is kind of fun in that regard. And we just keep sharing with them. Well, let's pop down to, I know I heard Beth pop on the line. Beth from Baker City, Oregon.
Right, here I am.
Few hours east of us, and Beth, what happened with you guys, you and Patrick?
Well, my personal product experience with these wonderful little things was taking care of a 3 centuries long ache in my shoulder every time I would go to get my massage. The lady would tell me, you need to get a magnet on that one. I just can't work that one out. And I had been taking over the years, I haven't been taking them lately, but until Nikin, I had been taking painkillers and muscle relaxants to handle that problem in my shoulder. And then with Nikin, I'd use, you know, the CM cream and paste a regular mini on them. But those, they're a little unwieldy, you know, for a shoulder thing. So when these came along, I stuck one on that right point where it was the worst, and kind of forgot about it. Wore it for 7 days, in and out of the shower and everything. And at the end of the week, I thought, well, you know, it's not hurting. I think I'll go ahead and take that off. Who knows what it's doing to my skin? Well, it didn't bother my skin at all, and I would poke around with my hand, with my right hand over my left shoulder, trying to find that spot. I couldn't find it, and I thought, wonder how long that's going to take effect. And about I marked the calendar. About 3.5 weeks later, I did feel some tenderness there, so I put another one back on. Then just a couple of days ago, my granddaughter, who's here from Portland for Christmas, steamed her two fingers because she had a wet towel taking something hot out of the oven. And I could tell it was hurting her because she kept holding her hand. So I gave her a couple of power patches to put on the ends of her fingers there. And a couple hours later, I said, how's that doing? And she said, you know, Grandma, that started feeling better right away. But she kept them on all the time I was there. I haven't talked to her now in the last couple of days to see. I haven't looked at those fingers, but I'm going to, because she's going to be around for a little bit.
Okay.
But these are great. They're just wonderful. I mean, it's kind of like a miracle, you know?
Now, Beth, you've been in Nikin for a while, so how does this little tiny product compare to some of the bigger things like a sleep system or an insole?
Oh, we're on everything. We're on the sleep system. I mean, we even have the new number bed. We are actually product of the products.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't that amazing that, you know, when I heard about these elves, in fact, I was in Orlando, and a friend of mine, Bill Cottle, as a matter of fact, you probably know him, had a horrendous neck ache, and everything we did helped a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then another friend had two of these little things that somebody had given her, and she said, they're out of Japan, and why don't you try these? So she put a couple on his, at the base of the neck, and kind of sandwiched it. And he said, within a half an hour, he said, it's a whole lot better. And then a couple hours later, I said, how is that working? And he said, it's gone. It's gone. And I thought, oh, my daughter-in-law is going to go to Japan. She's in a Shintaido thing, and she's going to go to Japan. I'm going to find out where she can get these things. That was before we even found out we had them. So I was thrilled when then at the convention, because this was at the training a couple of days before convention started. I was thrilled to hear that was one of our new products.
Wow. That is incredible. And that, you know, that's the fun thing. As we continue, as you said, we're on everything. You know,
yeah.
We got this, the sleep number bed, the Kinko Air. And when we continually use the wellness products and have a wellness home, and some of us may have the complete wellness home, and others may have just, you know, a few components of it. But when we add one layer of wellness upon another, it just continues to improve what we already have and make our bodies even younger than we are. And just for the record, Beth, how many years young are you and Patrick?
Well, my husband, Patrick, is going to be, how old, Patrick, will you be in March?
84.
He's going to be 84. And in August, I had my 80th.
Wow. And see, you don't sound like a couple that's in your 80s. That is
we don't feel it. I mean, really, Vance, when I stop, and when I look in the mirror, I say, hi, Mom. But just living our life, we feel like, oh, God, I don't know how. We kind of feel like maybe in our 60s.
Wow. As if you really are supposed to understand what 60s is supposed to feel like, because some days after, you know, what we've been experiencing, shoveling a lot of snow, my wife said to me last night, well, that's an interesting position you're in there. I mean, trying to stretch your back out, and she's like, how old are you again? So I'm layering up the product. So again, thank you, Beth, so much for sharing that. I know we've got Wendell Hendricks, and I believe Marilyn, his wife, might be with us from New Mexico on the line. Wendell, I know you've got a whole slew of stories and experiences with the Power Patch, so just pick a couple of the good ones that you want to share with the group and share away.
Well, I'll start with the most recent one. That was yesterday. We were coming back home from Albuquerque from Christmas with our son, and several miles from Farmington, we hit a slick spot in the road and did some peculiar driving experiences, and wound up head first in the ditch, and there was no damage, we weren't hurt or anything, but the back end of our truck was sticking up in the air, and so people came by and to check on us to see how we were doing and everything, and the highway patrol came by and checked on us, and everybody that came by, most everybody, we gave them a Power Patch just to introduce ourselves, because we had a business card attached to the little plastic bag that we had them in.
Mm-hmm.
And so they graciously took one, and we explained to them how to use it and so forth. And that has been a kind of a door opener for us in introducing our products and so forth. And we have given out quite a few of those.
Sure.
Marilyn can tell you more about how many, but...
Now, is Marilyn on the line with us?
Yes.
Okay. Well, so Marilyn, you, from a business side of things, which is something we always forget, the way Wendell just expressed it or explained it, that attaching your business card, and you can even, if you're very careful with the way you cut the power patches apart from the pack of six or the strip of six that they come in, we can actually staple a business card, or you can put it into a small plastic like a Ziploc bag and hand it to somebody. What's happened for you guys as a result of sharing it that way with folks?
Well, I teach second grade at a public school, and this special ed aide, she has no cartilage in her knee and her right knee, and her ankle swells really badly. So I took one over to her about 8 o'clock one morning before school started. I saw her at 8:30, and she put it on her ankle. And at 8:30, I saw her. The swelling was gone, and she said for the first time in over a year, there was no pain in that leg.
Wow.
And she just, she bought four more.
Well, of course. Yeah, there's a challenge, because you're not going to make a whole lot of commission off of a product that sells for $1.30 a piece, especially if you're parting them out. But if you sell them by the box and whatnot, or sell them retail, the key is utilizing that as an introductory tool, and that's
right.
Something we should remember.
Well, we tell them that the first one's free, and the next one, and all of them thereafter are $4 a piece.
Okay, there you go.
And
that covers your shipping and tax.
Sure. Well, I'd hope it, you know, you'd make a few shillings.
Yeah, a little bit.
But again, the key is really to remember that this is a tool, as with any products, but this is one of those tools that is very affordable for us to invest in our business and to share with people that aren't going to do any good sitting on the shelf.
She buys products periodically, so she's got the Mag Steps and has ordered a knee brace. But another one that I thought was really interesting was the cashier at the cafeteria. I gave her one, and she has gout real bad. And she put it on, and she said it gave her relief immediately. And then the next day, she forgot to put it on because she thought she shouldn't wear it more than one day.
Uh-huh.
And she said, I am hurting so badly today. And I said, no, you can wear it as much as you want to. All you got to do is take it off every once in a while and cleanse the area. and put it back on and use something else. We tell them they can use another Band-Aid if they, or they can use sports tape, or if they want to, they can use duct tape.
That's a little rough on the skin, but it doesn't
work. I told our daughter that. She said, Mother, we're middle class. We don't need duct tape.
Oh, that's funny. And just as a reminder that the Power Patch, a box of 30, does come with 10 replacement adhesive pads to, you know, duplicate using a Band-Aid or whatever. And so that's one of those encouraging things to introduce people to AutoShip and say, man, you may not want a box of these every single month of 30. However, why don't we get you hooked up with that on AutoShip, and then we'll introduce you to some of our other incredible products. And that's a real segue right into introducing people to what Nikan has for us. Well, Wendell,
well, we sold about 40 or 50 of them.
Wow.
Just by giving them out. We've given out to about 80 different people.
Holy smokes.
And people keep coming back, and one I'm anxious to hear from is, and I'll be hearing from her this week, or this next week. She came by my room, and I gave her one, and she came back and bought four more because her sister's coming in from Kansas, and she said that she thought she had MS, but they can't. It's not MS, and they can't find what's wrong, but she's in pain all the time, and so she bought some for her to try.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to call her this week and see how that's working for her.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
She may be interested in the business, so.
Okay. Well, great. Well, I know that we have several other people that want to share that are dying here, so Joe Decoff, did you make it in on the host line?
Yes, I did, Vance. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great. Go ahead and share that story that you typed up to me. Well, this was about a week and a half ago, actually, now. What happened with you?
Was it about me, or was it about the gentleman in the factory?
I think it was the gentleman in the factory, if I remember correctly.
Okay. Well, this is a gentleman who works in a meat processing plant. And one of his workers had come up to him and said, I have to get off the line because my wrist hurts so badly. And he said, gotta go see the nurse. And he said, you know, just do this. Put this on 1 hour. 1 hour. 1 hour. And then come back and tell me. If it's still hurting, then you go to the nurse. And the person didn't come back, and he said, and see the person again for the 2 days later, and of course the lady did not have to go to the nurse, and she didn't want to go to the nurse because if she did, she would have to go to a place to work, whatever her duty was, she would get less pay for that.
Sure.
And she really didn't want to have to go to the nurse, and so when he saw her 2 days later, she wanted more of those. She said, oh, very good patch, was a very good patch, and so she wanted some more, and he had given her the first one, but he didn't give her those after that. Then the word spread at the factory. People would come to him, and he would say, here, you try it, and you try it, and several people, and then they'd want one, and he didn't honestly remember how much he had paid for it. He just bought them. He had ordered them, and so he said, $2 a piece. And then somebody else said, I want more. And he said, two of them for $3, you know. So he was just sort of it was an exciting time, and he was just, you know, giving amounts off the cuff. And when he and I talked later, he said, well, you know, they have to buy medicine in a bottle, you know, and I think, I don't want to use brand names, but, you know.
Right, and, sure.
But he said, you know, that's like buying one bottle. This is like buying one bottle of medicine. They don't have to keep rebuying it.
Uh-huh.
And here I was trying to make sure I wasn't making any money off of anybody. You know, what's the minimum I would ever, you know, would charge somebody? So, you know, I was doing like $10 for the patches, for a strip of patches or something. So he taught me a lesson. Mm-hmm. Think about the value.
Right. Well, and it's no different than anything else. And this brings up the age-old subject with people as wellness consultants. We get so excited because somebody either handed us a product to try or they loaned us a product for a few days, and we think, well, if I just buy a bunch of these and, you know, toss them to the wind, then my business is sure to grow. Well, not necessarily true, because there's no other profession in the history of our world that I know of that, you know, literally as a profession, as a business, that you would invest in it and just, you know, pass out really expensive samples. And they are expensive if we understand the value of them. And we need to remember that as Wendell and Marilyn said, you know, the first one's free, and then after that, you know, we get to set the price. The suggested retail is such and such, but, you know, we really can. And again, to have some fun with it and say, well, you know, who do you know that may have a bump or a bruise or an owie or, you know, whatever. And now, Joe, you and Bill are very active in your lifestyle. Have you used the patches for anything for you guys personally or a family member?
Right now, our daughter has four of them on her. She's in her 40s. She did something to her back. Bill has a couple on his neck. We sort of just seem to have them on them all the time. And I usually don't have back problems, but over Thanksgiving, I think I overstretched or something, you know, lifting turkey or whatever. And I got a terrible back issue. So we put some of the patches on me, and I had them on for a couple of days and then had to replace them with a little round Band-Aid and forgot that that's what I had really had put on. So I lost them in the shower. And I had been getting such relief that I could bend over, I could do things, and was just fine. Lost them in the shower, went over to pick up my towel, and I was like, oh! Then that's when I realized, boy, they really were doing some good, because I didn't realize I had lost them. But when I had to bend over, it was excruciating. And so, of course, put some back on. And I'm excited because I know that I got some information from Nick Chan saying that in January that they would be having the replacement patches. So I'm looking forward to having those rather than the little not-so-waterproof ones that you find at the store.
Mm-hmm. Yes, oh, exactly.
Yeah, Bill immediately went on his neck. I said, okay, now I want to time it. Tell me how long it takes for your neck to feel better. And he said, well, look, I can turn it much better already. So it was like really instantaneously.
It's always, you know, hearing the excitement and enthusiasm, people, it's like all of us who have been around Nikan for a few years, it's like a whole new revival of sorts, because we're actually utilizing things, and it's so unique in its size and its shape, and the size of it is a big thing, but it's so small that, you know, every one of us, I want to caution people about carrying it in their purse or their wallet. I thought, well, I could do that, but, you know, it will cut down on your spending abilities with your credit card really quickly. So, you know, putting it in a front pocket or someplace away from the credit cards is a good idea. But
yes,
always having one on. So, go ahead, Wendell.
I've found out that it cuts down on your ability to get in your motel room, too.
Any type of card with a magnetic strip. Well, I want to keep moving here. Linda Nerstadt from Nevada, from Lake Tahoe area. Are you on the line with us? Okay, no. Well, how about Ralph up in Washington?
Okay. Right here, Vance.
There we go. Ralph, you've had an interesting experience with the Power Patch. Share that with the group here regarding Mary, dealing with... I'm presuming it's your wife, the way you talked about it here.
It is.
Dealing with arthritis, so share that with the group.
Okay. Well, about 6-7 months ago, she was having real issues with the knuckle on her hand, on the index finger, and we were trying just about everything that Nikan had at that point, the CM cream, she tried additional joint, the Kinko Wave, Elastomag hand wrap. You name it, she tried it, and nothing really gave her any relief. And so she just sat there and just kind of suffered with it for months, and they came out with the power patch, and we got it, and she put it on, and within 15 minutes, the swelling went down, started going down, and the discomfort went away. And she wore it for about 4 days. What amazed her was she'd wash her hands all the time, and the adhesive stayed right there, never came off.
Mm-hmm.
And So at the end of 4 days, she took it off, and she now wears it about twice a week. It's kind of a maintenance-type program, but her finger doesn't hurt anymore.
Wow.
Yep.
Now, tell us about Erin and her results. And again, I'm just reading the quick email that you had sent to me.
Okay. Well, Erin is a young lady that we've been talking to for about 3 months, and we actually got nowhere. I'm sure I'm the only person that's ever mentioned a magnetic product to somebody that's not familiar with it, and they think you're absolutely crazy.
Yeah, you're the only one, Ralph. Nobody ever else has had that experience.
Well, I'll tell you, yeah, something unique about me. But anyway, we were over where she worked one day and got to chatting with her, and the power patch for us is like an American Express card. Don't leave home without it. And so we were talking with her, and she made some reference again to the fact. She said, "Well, I'll get together with you on this stuff," and we've been. I had phoned her I don't know how many times over 2 to 3 months, and never once had I talked to her, and sent her emails, and she had never responded to them. So it kind of told me we had basically written her off, and she brought Nikim back up again. So I asked her, I said, "Where exactly does that hurt?" And she pulled up her blouse and showed us the spot where it hurt, and I'm sitting there going, I was on her back, yep. And I said, "Mary, I think it would be a good idea if you dealt with this." And I said, "Would you
good,
be...
Good call on that one, Ralph. That was a
oh,
good
yeah.
One.
Yeah. But I said, "Would you be opposed to using one of the products and just see what happens with it?" She says, "Yeah." So Mary put the patch on, and I phoned her. That was, I believe, a Sunday in the afternoon, and I phoned her Monday just to make sure she was still wearing it, and got the same deal. No, didn't pick up the call. I left a voicemail. Nothing came back. So I tried her one other time, a day or two later, and still nothing. And then Thursday morning, we were getting ready to leave the house. And I thought, well, I think I'll give her a call before we leave. And I had done the call forwarding already to my cell phone, and I don't get reception at the house. And so when I phoned her, she answered the phone. This was a first, after 2 to 3 months. And she started expounding about how she hadn't believed that magnets. She says, "I just couldn't believe that these would do what you were saying they'd do." And she says, "But my back is not hurting." She says, "I got out of bed this morning." She says, "I discovered that I hurt in a whole bunch of different places that I never knew about before because my back hurt so bad that I was unaware of these other spots." And then when we left the house, I picked up the voicemail, and her voicemail was just great. She says, "Oh, my God, they work. I don't hurt anymore." So I'll tell you what, this is, I've heard a lot of people saying on the call that these are, it's more powerful than a CD or a tape.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And my feeling is if I can't put it on the person, and this is just me, I want to put it on the person. And then I know, because how many times have we given a product to a person and find out later that they never, ever used it?
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't get it on them, the odds are real strong that it's going to go home with them, get lost, and get thrown out eventually.
Yeah, yeah. Well, fantastic. Well, thank you, Ralph, so much for sharing that. Well, I know Linda Nerdstadt is on the host line, so Linda?
Hi, Vance.
There you go. So what happened with you and Dennis and this wonderful little product called the Power Patch?
Well, I have a personal story, and then I have a story about a child that we were keeping for a few days. And first of all, personally, I've had some problems over many years with getting cramps on my foot in the middle of the night. On the top of my foot, I would get a knot, and I'd have to get up prior to the power patch. I'd have to get up. I'd have to walk it out. It'd be really painful and knead it out. Well, I had one actually on the back of my shoulder that was giving me some problems, and lo and behold, I got this problem with my foot, and so I, in the middle of the night, took it off my shoulder and restuck it to this little nodule on my foot. And honestly, within 30 seconds, that nodule was gone, and I was back asleep. So I had not gotten up, not done any of the things, no pain. It was great. And then we were keeping some friends, kids, while they went to Paris. for a few days, and a little 9-year-old, very active boy, was scuffling with some other kids and ended up getting some bruises on his hip. And he kept complaining about that. So I thought, well, shoot, I'll just put a little power patch on there. Of course, he thought I was a little nuts. And we did. And then after 2 days, we decided to take a look at it. And lo and behold, it was a donut shape on his skin. But the bruise was completely gone in the part that had the power patch. And then around the power patch, the bruise was still there. So, and his hip wasn't hurting anymore. So they're just terrific, and, you know, I've used them with other people, particularly with, Dennis tried one on a contractor that we were sharing Nikon with, and he was having difficulty turning his head from right to left, and he put a power patch on either side of his neck, and he could turn his neck all the way around, and wanted to know what was so magical about this. So it's been fun sharing with people and also ourselves. These are great things.
Well, thank you so much, Linda. I appreciate that. We got time for just a couple more. So June Silva and Pat Armstrong are on the line with us. I'd love to hear from either one of you or both.
Hi, Dan. It's June.
Good morning, June, from New Jersey. Go ahead, share your story about, I guess it only happens to people in New Jersey slipping on ice, because the rest of the world, you know, we don't get any snow or ice. Is that true?
That's true, Van.
Yeah.
Well, I'll make it very brief, and of course, we get impatient in New Jersey, too. We want it all gone, but, you know, just like everybody else, we've been shoveling out for days and ice and everything else, and I did well, and I've got to tell you, I did it all like you and had no problems. And then Christmas Eve, we had about 2 inches of ice on my front deck with rain on top of it. So, of course, us in New Jersey think that the ice part's gone, and I stepped on it and lost total footing. Flew backwards, slammed my elbow and my back against the slate step. And literally, my first words when I was managed to get up was, oh, I don't think anything's broken. It must be the osteotendons. and I came in, and I've got to tell you, I really thought my elbow was broken. And immediately went and got the power patches, layered the elbow with them, layered my back. My mom rolled the back part. And sure enough, like everybody else, absolutely no bruising because I put quite a few on, and total movement by the next morning, which was Christmas, and I was in a panic that since I was hosting, I wouldn't be able to do a thing with the arm and the back, and I was absolutely fine. I will say I had a tiny, tiny little pin still in the elbow, but the best part was then I had to do everything Christmas morning, so I'm carrying in firewood. I go to drop the firewood, which slams into my face. And I thought, well, I'm not going to put one of those power patches on my face because we're going to be taking all these pictures. Well, all of a sudden, these bruises start appearing, which are even worse. So I went in, put a power patch on, and like I can't remember who said it earlier, the area where I put the power patch, all of a sudden, I took it off. And that whole area had gone away. It was like a donut, you know, that the area that the power patch was not on my face was bruised, but the part that I put the power patch on, the bruise had gone away. So I looked like a pretty beat-up person, but the power patches work. I mean, and it's so incredible because they're so convenient and easy to immediately put them on. You don't even have to figure out how you're going to do that in awkward areas of your body.
Sure, sure. And we often forget the power of a 750 Gauss strength magnet. And it's so amazing because it's so tiny. And just for the record, for if people don't know, item code 1456, 1456 is the item code for the power patches. And again, they're $39 a box. And you know, it's if we understand the value of this, then we'll really, really get to have some fun with introducing not only the Power Crotch, but all the components of the Wellness Home to people we come in contact with, and they'll start to enjoy wellness to the degree that we do. So, Pat Armstrong from Texas, if you're on the line.
I'm here.
There we go. Pat, so from East Texas, what you've had a couple stories that I know that you'd emailed to me. Why don't you share those with the group, and we'll wrap it up with you.
Okay, well, I'll briefly start with at Thanksgiving, one of our brand new downline, who became a believer, Marlene,
mm-hmm.
Down there in Tyler, she became a believer in the products when we were working together one day and she'd fallen and broken her nose and still came to work and just taped it up, and this was before the days of the power patches. So I pulled one of my old mag steps out of my shoe, said, take this home, you know, wash it and cut it up and put it on your eyes, and by the next morning, believe it or not, her bruising was gone and her nose, the gouge was healed. So she became a believer and signed up.
Sure.
So at Thanksgiving, her son and daughter-in-law come down from Oklahoma to spend Thanksgiving with her, and she had some power patches. And anyway, the daughter-in-law was complaining about, oh, I've had this headache for 2 weeks, and she's a nurse, and she says, nothing that I've tried will make this headache go away, and I'm just miserable. Marlene said, well, I think I have something that'll help you. So she didn't know where to put it. You know, she was brand new, and, of course, so were the power patches. But she took one, and she put it at the base of the daughter-in-law's neck in the back. And the daughter-in-law, you know, within minutes was absolutely amazed that not only was the headache gone, and she was just thrilled, but so was the pain in her shoulder that she hadn't really even talked about that had been nagging her for quite some time, which I guess the one little power patch helped everything. So she was thrilled. She was going to take it back to her cancer ward where she works up at the hospital and pass the good news around everybody up there. The son was a huge skeptic. Oh, magnets, they don't do anything, which, of course, we've all heard before. And a couple days later, he calls his mom from Oklahoma and says, Mom, you know, I think I might need to be trying some of these magnets. So that's her story.
Okay, fantastic. And tell us about Rick with playing around with jewelry, because this is quite an interesting use of a product. And it's not that we want to encourage people to modify or alter what Nikon gives us. However, this is a fun alteration.
Yes, and they are beautiful. But I will tell you, he took some of the power patches. He's been making jewelry for years, and he ordered some product, and he started out with making some of just some studs, you know, just with the posts,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Gold posts. And I immediately started wearing a pair because every morning, well, you know, I was wearing it also with my gold chain, but then there were days I didn't want to wear the chain. So I started wearing this pair of studs that he made with the power patches, and I wore them at night to sleep with. And for the last couple of weeks, I guess since the weather's been changeable, and I've been waking up probably, you know, in the wee hours of the morning with like a sinus headache, you know, just nagging, and I didn't want to get up and take anything. And then I started wearing these earrings, and immediately I didn't have the headaches anymore or the sinus problems during the night. So they really helped me during the night with that problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's basically my story. They helped, and so let me put him on, and he can tell you a little bit more about the jewelry. Okay?
Okay.
He's right here.
Good morning, Beth.
Good morning, Rick. And again, we're going to do this brief because I don't want to turn it into a commercial, even though I know I've seen.
Oh no, it's not a commercial.
I've seen some of the jewelry you make, and it is absolutely beautiful.
Oh,
but,
it's crazy. I'll send you some pictures as soon as we. I just bought Mother a new camera for Christmas.
Okay, now, how did you come up with the idea, I'm curious, because you take this little thing and you modify it, but again, I guess what got my curiosity up is that Pat using it to sleep with, I mean, a stud in the earlobe can affect the whole sinus area of the head, which is just sheer brilliant.
Well, if you've ever tried to work with two of these magnets, you know how strong they are.
Mm-hmm.
Even in working with jewelry, I have come up with six new words for them snapping together as I'm putting them together. They will try you. But they do work. And the having the magnetics on either side of the head, at the top of the neck, at the bottom of the earlobe, or whatever, and the fashion jewelry as you're walking around every day.
Mm-hmm.
I've experimented with some 32 by 22 crucifixes and different dangle earrings, some filigrees, and they all come out pretty nice. They, and you can hardly tell that it's a wellness product in the middle there as the focal point.
Sure, sure. Well, and that's the beauty of it, that we can utilize all of the Nikon products, but it's specifically...
Thinking outside the box, boss.
Yeah, exactly, thinking outside the box. So I want to thank everybody, again, for sharing on the call. I really, really appreciate these stories, and I know they're going to be beneficial for the rest of the folks that are on the call. We've got quite a few of us on the line this morning, and I want to remind you, if you've got somebody that you think these stories would be beneficial for, simply send them to www.growinginwellness.com, and Brad and Beth Huddleston, who record these calls, will be happy to get it up in a few days so we can utilize it and pick up a copy of the CD, and it'll really be a huge benefit. And I think the greatest thing I want to remind everybody to leave with you as we venture into expanding our horizons, as Rick Armstrong so eloquently said, thinking outside of the box, is to utilize all the products that we have, especially the Power Patch, to open the conversation with people, because everybody's got an ache or a bump or a bruise or a pain or something, and it can really be a great conversation starter. And say, you know, well, this is the company that I've been playing with for the last however many years or however many months. You may be a newcomer to the world of wellness with Nikon. And simply say, well, they've really got some things going. And when people understand the value of that little tiny product, then I think they'll start to understand the value of what Nikon really is, that it's more than just about magnets. It's more than just about the technology that Nikon gives. It's a totally different way of thinking, and that we can take some of the philosophies that come out of Japan and what they have lived with for centuries, and that, well, you know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, you know, and we have all these other sayings that we utilize. So let's remember that it's more than just a small product. This is an introduction that we can use for people to allow them to see what Nikon really is, that it'll change their life. The business opportunity, the product, it all segues into one entire simple thing, and that is to introduce people to the whole world of wellness that we get to experience. So, again, I want to thank everybody who shared. There were several. Yes.
This is Marilyn Hendricks. We found one thing, an idea that helps a lot. These foot pads for plantar warts and stuff, they fit right in there. If you have a problem on the ball of your foot, you can wear the magnet and it cushions it so that you can get the results on the bottom of your foot.
Well, there you go. So another thing. And again, it's just getting creative when we use them on in anywhere of the body, and it's just, they're just truly wonderful. So again, thank you guys for sharing. I appreciate it greatly. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the weekend. Stay warm and dry. And we look forward to talking with you next Saturday morning. Bye-bye now.
Thanks, Ben. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ben.
Bye.